Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Burris, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, 5-6 station, easy for me to say, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget about everybody that's out there keeping us free and safe, too. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks to our them for keeping America rolling along, as well as our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and our FedEx, our UPS, UPS drivers, as well as the bulk mail haulers and the suicide jockeys delivering the gas and diesel and whatnot all around the countryside. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, radio show Facebook page. We're also over at the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's our website. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and we're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. And you can find us just about anywhere that there's a podcast, because we're listed on about 60 different podcast pages. All right, to the phone line we go. First, we're going to jump on over here to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we're going to grab Denise here at the same time. Hey, Denise.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, you two guys go ahead and say the pledge. I'll say it quietly because It makes it clutter when we get going, so go ahead.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
All right, and as you know, folks, the captain always emphasizes those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, and the time that we had there at the top of the break, we got a message from a listener, and they had a question which you started to address a little bit, but maybe expand a little bit on, and that is, why, you know, what about Hillary Clinton and her documents, and why hasn't Joe Biden been brought up on any charges for the issues that he's had with these classified documents?
The short answer is that they're all Democrats and they're protected. Comey was the one that let Hillary go. And the statute of limitations to prosecute Hillary is come and gone. It looks like that kind of thing has got a 5-year statute of limitations. So Hillary wins. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it could be completely over, because not only did she destroy evidence, but also, too, she had a pack of lawyers who took possession of some of her documents and I think some of her devices, too. Everything was not bleach-bitted. And I think that there's a chance that you know, an investigation could necessarily be opened up in that realm where those lawyers could, in fact, be perhaps even disbarred because they participated, I would argue, in the obstruction of justice. I mean, the obstruction of evidence. Okay, so having said all of that, I would, I, you know, if it were me, and of course they don't ask me, they don't even know me, which is, but I would be sending subpoenas to people like Obama, to people like Lisa Monaco, to people like Susan Rice, Samantha Power, John Podesta. I mean, let's start taking down the Praetorian Guard. And it's the mm-hmm. Democrat Praetorian Guard. Because James Comey himself, the former director of the FBI, he took government material. Remember that? And then he shared it with one of his legal buddies. And it ended up in the New York Times. Remember that one?
Oh, yes. Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's where I would, if I were Congressman Comer, I would start, or Congressman Jordan, but Trump's lawyers. I think I would, as we citizens out here, I would be filing as many FOIA requests as I could possibly file. You won't get them anytime soon, but it sends a signal that we're on the trail. This is, you know, it, again, the statute of limitations, from what I can tell, is 5 years in this thing. And so that, I hope that answers the call, I mean, the listener's question.
Well, you know, Kyle,
and Denise, hold that thought. I got a caller on the line. We're caller, if you can hang with us, we'll take you on the other side of the break. So be patient. I'll pick up the phone here in just a minute. We'll take you on the other side of the break and find out what your question is for Denise Simon. And we do appreciate the callers. We do appreciate you calling us at 877-969-8600. We try to answer your questions when we get your information. Now, that being said, here we go, headed to break. It is another beautiful weekend. The weather is just simply gorgeous outside. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I sure will, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Our conversation, of course, with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, the second largest auto insurer in the country. Now, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to bring the caller in here with her question. Yes, ma'am. Good morning. You're from Sarasota, I understand. And what's your question?
My question is, all of a sudden they have tapes of things that Trump said. Could they be using the AI to produce his voice?
Okay. We'll try to answer that question. Thank you very much for the call. Okay. Denise, let's start with you first. What do you think?
Anything is possible, but in this particular case, I don't think it's likely. I like the question, and that shows some critical thinking here.
But, outside the box, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's one particular alleged audio tape where I think Trump is talking about the fact that he did not declassify what he asserted that he declassified. I don't think that tape is actually going to hurt. I think we tend to forget that first of all, I think Trump should have been a lot more cooperative with the National Archives. But having said that, I mean, this is spilled milk now. Mm-hmm. But I would say that we tend to forget that the sitting president does, in fact, generally have a presumed security clearance. They don't have to have, elected officials don't have to have security clearance. But, you know, the Democrats and the news media are talking about the fact that, oh, my goodness, you know, he had this classified material. So what? Mar-a-Lago was protected by the Secret Service. In the case of Hillary, in the case of Biden, David Petraeus, they were not. So the other thing is that it wasn't as though Trump wasn't cooperating, because there were lots of conversations going back and forth between the Trump operation and the National Archives. And so to have a discussion here that there's a conspiracy, or that National Archives never had access, or they couldn't get what they wanted, there was time that Trump sent back boxes. And they were, you know, talking about other boxes, other material. And, you know, if you look at the indictment, which I did, there were some pretty fascinating pictures that were in there of how these documents were stored and where they were stored. Well, let's talk about that for a second. A president or his wife or daughter or, you know, kids, or they don't pack up their stuff at the White House, ever. It's generally when they pack up the stuff after their presidency, when the transfer of power happens, you generally have a pile of representatives from the National Archives. You have somebody from the Office of Management and Budget. You generally have somebody from the Office of Legal Counsel. And I don't want to talk just somebody. I mean, we're talking a lot of people. They're the ones that do the boxing of the of whatever material. So somebody needs to, let's go back and take a hard look at who those people were that packed this stuff up to start with. So I think there's a lot of things that the Trump defense team can now do that they couldn't do before. And, you know, this clearly isn't over by a long stretch. But again, I hope that answers the caller's question from Sarasota. It's possible, but not likely.
Go ahead, Kyle. Kyle, go ahead.
Hey, Kyle. Come back, Kyle.
Oh, wait a minute. There he is. Go ahead, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain.
Push a button. Push a button.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you, Captain. And, of course, Denise, you mentioned just a few moments ago you thought there could have been a little bit more cooperation. That seems to be what Bill Barr also has intimated quite strongly. But, again, are we in this situation because they weren't cooperative enough, or is it because they want to do this selective prosecution? And could Trump have done anything else different other than maybe more speedy cooperation?
It has come out that the National Archives was not the one that initially pulled the trigger on this. It was the White House that went over to the National Archives and said, escalate the matter of ensuring that you have everything back that's in the possession of Trump. And that's where it all started. This all started in the White House.
So, in other words, what we're hearing Joe Biden saying, no, I never talked to them about this stuff.
Well, he went through the back door, or they went through the back door, because they went over to the National Archives. So the National Archives then upped their game and went to the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice sent over the FBI. The FBI visited Mar-a-Lago at least a couple of times. Oh, really? Okay. So, who at the FBI? So, can we subpoena those people? Do you see what I'm saying? There's a lot more of calendar of events here and a timeline. And I would argue emails and/or phone calls that we don't know about. And I think that's what we need to learn.
Very interesting indeed. Well, we're going to see where this goes. And I like your thinking, though, Denise. They should go start subpoenaing every other person who's ever had documents come home with them from the White House at this point. And because, again, it would demonstrate to the American people that this is not something that Trump is, you know, nefariously, you know, twirling his mustache at Mar-a-Lago saying, I now have all the secret documents. And it's actually pretty normal.
How do we know what Obama has? You know, Trump was president 4 years. Obama was president 8 years. How do we know what, I mean, because the real nastiness when it came to politics, you know, was launched during the Obama administration. Let's not forget mm-hmm. that. So where are all those documents and who has control of them? Because we don't know. Yeah, he doesn't have a presidential library yet because Chicago doesn't want it. So where is all of that? Is it the university? Yeah, and who has control? Who is managing that? And how do we know what's in there? How do we know what's classified, what he has the authority to have and doesn't have the authority to have? How do we know that just because Jim Comey gave Hillary Clinton a pass and she, you know, destroyed evidence and, you know, whatnot, how do we know that she still doesn't have, nobody's asked that question, how do we know that she still doesn't have classified material that she shouldn't have?
Well, she evidently only wiped the server with a cloth, you know, so maybe it's still there.
Well, and she didn't want to give stuff back to the State Department. And then she finally did. And then there was this server. And then there was another server. What does the DNC have? What are some of these law firms? Because remember when the other boxes of Biden, in fact, were found in Chinatown, a pile of lawyers went over there and got it. A pile of lawyers went over there and got boxes from the Penn Center. Who's managing those? Lawyers? You mean the FBI or National Archives doesn't have it? Where does that stand right now?
It sounds pretty serious. If it's serious for Trump, why isn't it serious for Biden? Right.
Well, you know, there's a D and there's an R.
Well, as they say in Spain, to be continued on Monday morning. It's going to get a lot more interesting. All the talking heads are going to be going at it full bore over the weekend. Who in the heck knows what's going to fall?
They sure are. This is impeachment number 3.
Yep. All right. You guys take care. Kyle will be right back. Denise, thank you. I'll talk to you on Monday morning.
All right. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren will be right back here with more. Don't go anywhere. It's a great day in the neighborhood, and we know it, and we hope you know it, too. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The Department of Justice is formally announcing charges against former President Trump. It's in relation to his handling of classified documents. The DOJ says they're working toward a fair and fast trial.
The defendants in this case must be presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. To that end, My office will seek a speedy trial in this matter.
The DOJ said the former president stored classified information. Trump is set for a court appearance on Tuesday. More information is being released about the collapse that injured 19 teenagers at a summer camp in Texas Thursday. Bayou City Fellowship, who was hosting the camp in Surfside Beach near Houston, said students were gathering for a group picture at Stallman Park when an elevated walkway gave out. Five of the teens had to be taken to the hospital by helicopter, but none of them sustained life-threatening injuries. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, weekend edition. Kyle Warren sitting in here for this final half hour of the program for Captain Matt Bruce, of course. And we're glad that you're with us, glad that you're joining us. It's been a pretty good weekend edition so far, and we're glad to hear from all of you as well. Had some great conversations already, and there's a lot more to follow, folks. So once again, my name's Kyle Warren, of course, the professor of politics, sitting in here for Captain Matt Bruce as we finish out the program this weekend edition. And before we get to our next topic, I want to let you know that the National Aviation Academy is sponsoring this part of the program. They're in Clearwater, Florida. They're also in Concord, Massachusetts, and you can find out a lot more about how to be an aircraft maintenance technician from a standing start to going right out into industry. The captain earlier this week talked with Bo Browning. I had the pleasure of talking with them last week about all the great opportunities that the National Aviation Academy has to offer. So you want to head on over to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. If you want to call them on the phone, you're in Clearwater, Florida, and then in that area, it's 800-659-2080. That's 1-800-659-2080. Or if you're in the Concord, Massachusetts area, 800-292-3228. That's 800-292-3228. But also you can go right to their website, naa.edu. Be the force, be the fix, become the future of aviation maintenance at the National Aviation Academy. Well, once again, folks, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. I found this particular story and I thought it would be pretty interesting. This coming in, I think, from Military Times, and this has to do with our troops getting maybe a little bit more monthly pay, maybe bonuses and better housing pay under a new House plan. Junior enlisted troops could see monthly paycheck bonuses next year and higher housing stipends under plans to be unveiled by House lawmakers next week, according to a draft copy of the annual defense authorization bill obtained by Military Times. The moves follow House Republicans' promises over the last year to better financially protect young troops and their families from high inflation and other unexpected costs associated with military life. Although the troops receive an annual pay raise, many junior service members make less than $30,000 a year in base pay, and that's below, get this folks, below federal minimum wage. And these are the people that are signing up, volunteering to do the hard job of protecting our country, to be the first to go into a dangerous, terrible situation if their country asks them to. And so this is a great thing, because anything that we can do to help out our military folks is always going to be a good thing. Defense Department leaders in the last year have discussed the idea of a one-time pay boost for junior troops, especially enlisted members, whose pay is significantly below officers, as a way to adjust take-home pay in the middle of the annual budget cycle. But the House plan to be considered next week goes further than that, authorizing monthly bonus pay for troops rank E6 and below, quote, as an economic conditions dictate, unquote. The exact amounts would be determined by Pentagon officials after passage of the legislation. Similarly, the bill calls for significant changes in how basic housing allowance stipends are awarded, with an eye toward increasing amounts for service members living in regions with high rent or scarce availability. Language in the draft calls for greater flexibility to adequately respond to the housing estimation challenges posed by rapidly changing housing market conditions across the United States. Well, that's an understatement. So obviously this is going to be hopefully a very, very good thing for our troops, because, again, we absolutely have to take care of them, because they do take care of us. There's no doubt about it. And, again, that's from Military Times. Now, speaking of housing, folks, home foreclosures are rising nationwide, with Florida and California and Texas in the lead. Now, this can be very, very disconcerting. One of the worst things that can happen, right, is that something goes wrong with your home mortgage, that you fall on hard times or something else happens. You could have a medical issue. You could have a work issue or any kind of thing like that. These conditions can come upon you. But certainly looking at this from the inflation standpoint and other issues where people now have spent so much money, they've had to keep spending so much money just to keep up with inflation. They've had to do all these things. They've had to dip into their savings. Maybe they blew away their 401k and took a hit because they needed money in order to pay bills and so forth. Maybe they're out there trying to work two or three jobs. Everything, maybe that's one of the reasons we get such a high jobs report, because people are working more than one job because of the high price of everything. You know, I went to the grocery store the other day, and I put, I just had my little reusable bag, you know, and here in California, we have reusable bags, and I put a bunch of stuff in it, just not a whole lot of stuff, but it, you know, it's really expensive, and a year ago, it wouldn't have cost that much to get a few things at the store, right, get a few things you want to make dinner with, or this kind of stuff, and wow, it's all I can say is wow. This from NBC News: as the cost of living in U.S. counties, as the U.S. continues to climb, foreclosures are also on the rise. May foreclosure-related filings, which include default notices, scheduled auctions, and bank repossessions, were up 7% from April and 14% from a year ago, to 35,196 properties, according to a real estate data forum, a data group, ATOM, that's A-T-T-O-M. Lenders began the foreclosure process on 23,245 properties in May, up 4% from last month and up 5% from a year ago. Now, you tell me that the things aren't just going to you-know-what in a handbasket at this point for a lot of people. And not everybody has just made bad financial decisions. They're getting messed up and out of the market because of all the inflation and the higher prices, or maybe they've been laid off. We're going to see more layoffs. I'm not being doom and gloom. I'm not doing that. I'm simply saying the fact of the matter is we will see more layoffs. You know, someone that we had a caller earlier for Denise, a great, great question, by the way, about whether or not can AI fake Trump on a tape. Well, yeah, I agree with Denise. Anything's possible, but I don't know that this is the case in this particular case. But AI, just bringing up that subject, means that a lot of folks, unfortunately, across different industries, they'll start being replaced by AI in terms of coordinating information. Maybe the chat bot that you talk to when you go to a particular company website or something, that might be an AI very, very soon. And that's going to have a big effect. It's going to have a big effect in and of itself. But other things are going to have a big effect, especially like, for example, when you're big retailers and you just pull out of San Francisco, or you're a big hotelier and you just pull out of San Francisco, that's all jobs too. And that's going to start happening and more, I think, as some of these big blue cities continue to disintegrate and you have retailers pulling out, or you have businesses that have lots of employees. They just leave maybe their headquarters is there. They leave because they can't take it anymore. This is going to be a really big deal. So to see this kind of an increase in foreclosure rates should be incredibly alarming. But this goes right into the heart of the matter of why the GOP message, for example, I think can come right in and say, look, this isn't better. You know, we were all told. Remember when Biden was running and all that? The adults are going to be back in the room now. The adults are going to be back, so don't worry about anything because the adults are coming back in and it's all going to be good. Well, it's not all good. It's not all good because people are having a really, really terrible time. And that's something that should concern each and every American. So I do think it goes into the mix of the messaging. But what's the other message that we're going to be hearing? The message we're going to be hearing is that, no, this is all the Republicans' fault. It's these MAGA Republicans and the debt deal, even with the spending, the limits on spending and so forth, and spending less next year than we did this year, all that's going to be decried as being Armageddon. They're going to say, look, see what's happening. Do you see what's going on here? And they'll try to just kind of turn it around, because the last thing they ever wanted to do was stop spending or to curtail it in any way, because to them, spending equals votes. And they continue to take away the opportunities, and they make people feel like, well, if the government isn't running everything and spending everything and giving you a check, well, then, you know, it's just not going to be okay. But what they don't tell you is that it could be so much more than okay, right? It can be so much more than okay. It can be great if you have opportunity. Then you get self-reliance. Then you get in there and you say to yourself, wow, look what I'm able to build in this environment. I don't need the Democrat Party elite to run my life. That's the message they don't want you to get. Folks, we're going to break here for some messages that you do want to get. Got to pay a couple of bills. We'll be right back. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
The Captain's America. Very much.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. And we are continuing here on this weekend edition. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program is on the air. Kyle Warren sitting in here in this last half hour of the program for Captain Matt Bruce. And he's going to be back live on the Monday edition, of course. And got to tell you, folks, it's been a great week here on the program. The captain being back and everything has just been wonderful. And I know that he is so appreciative of all the well wishes and, of course, all the prayers and the good wishes and the get well soons and everything. The captain's going to take the last part of this program off today, but he's coming right back on Monday, and we've got a lot to talk about as we go through this last segment of the program. And before we get to our next topic, I want to let you know that this segment of our program is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, of course, they're the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. And the captain has worked with them for years and years, and he's sung their praises for years. And you hear him talking about them on the program all the time. So from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. And be sure to tell them that the captain sent you. And they're located, of course, at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or give them a call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345.
402-242-2345. Stop on in or schedule an appointment, and they'd love to hear from you. They can help you out. They're local and experienced, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right. Well, earlier, of course, we were talking about the Trump indictment. Certainly that is going to dominate the news for a long time to come here. There is going to be some process in this, as we heard Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com tell us earlier, and I agree completely. Now it's going to go into the process, but there's going to be a lot of political hay made, whether it's whether you're a GOP candidate right now. Certainly if you're Joe Biden, he'll start making hay out of that, only insofar as that they'll say, well, we didn't talk to the Justice Department about that. We have no idea. We found out about it on the news and so forth. But they're going to hammer it home, and certainly you'll hear it hammered home on some of these different cable networks and so forth. But a lot still remains to be seen here. Let's check out what Victor Davis Hanson had to say about all of this in terms of what it looks like outside the United States for these kinds of things to happen. He was talking with Harris Faulkner on Fox News earlier. Let's listen to a brief quote from Victor Davis Hanson.
We have the President of the United States who did the same thing, but to a greater degree, and this special counsel or the other special counsel doesn't seem to be saying anything. And I'm really worried about the reputation of the government abroad, but half the country has lost faith in the integrity of the United States government, and that's very dangerous in a democracy.
It is very dangerous. This is a huge thing, because we see these kinds of things happen in other countries. As I think Giuliani put it, right, it's like a banana republic, or it's a third world country, it's a fascist kind of thing to do. If we saw stuff like this happen in that regard, then we would say, you know, something's up with them. You know, something is really, really wrong, with them. And, otherwise, if it's happening in our country right here, right now, that is terrible. Because how do you come back from that? How do you get back from that state of affairs? How does America regain its high ground if others in different parts of the world who have seen other countries literally fail, and they say, oh, you guys are now starting to do exactly the same thing. You're persecuting your political rivals. How are we going to come back from that? Well, the voters in this country should have something to say about that, don't you think? All right, I think Backgammon and Bob recalled our temporary number from last week, and I think he's shown up here on the telephone line. Backgammon and Bob, is that you?
Yes, it is, Captain.
All right. Yes, well, welcome back. Welcome to the program. Glad that you called. And, what would you like to say?
I just want to say that I heard on TV today some of the things that Trump so some of the people on TV seem to think they had a pretty solid case against Trump, being the some of the things they had recorded him saying, and also some of the things that what did you think, or what do you think his story is on that anyway? All right, that's it.
All right, thank you so much, Backgammon Bob. Yes, I think that there is a lot going on there. It's a really serious kind of a problem for Donald Trump. There's no doubt about that. But once again, once they really start looking at this indictment, we'll know for sure just how far it really goes. And it's not going to be easy. That's for sure. But again, it's just like we heard Victor Davis Hanson talking about. You know, this looks terrible because it looks like the same kind of thing, basically, that you see happen in third world countries, where the opposition is just done away with through selective prosecution. And I don't think it's going to be very easy for the Democrats to say, look, we're squeaky clean, we never have these kinds of issues, and we're building this up, and we're going to make it look like Trump is some kind of monster. He's not a monster, but they definitely are trying to get him on what could be technicalities. What do you think?
I think that this is going to really accentuate the things that Hillary and the Biden stuff are getting away with. I think if anything, this is going to really bring the focus on them a lot. Even if they do take Trump down, I think it's going to really end up taking Biden's down, and maybe even going back and getting some of the things that the other ones got away with. Because if they prove this case against Trump, then it also shows the fact that they can prove it against Hillary and Joe Biden and maybe what's her name, Lois Lerner and some of them other people.
Right.
All right.
Thanks.
That's all.
Thanks a lot, Backgammon Bob. You have yourself a great weekend. All right, take care. Backgammon Bob, everybody. I appreciate the phone call very, very much. And, yes, you know, I think what will happen is that house of cards will start falling, right? That house of cards will start falling down because people will say, now, wait a minute. They'll remember all this stuff about wiping the server with a cloth and joking around and ha, 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 like, look at me. I'm untouchable. Nobody. And also, the other Hillary Clinton quote that came to my mind earlier was this one. What difference does it make, right? And she was actually able to say that about an actual attack by a mob onto our U.S. embassy, for goodness sakes. So, you know, honestly, at what point, there's no shame. What difference does it make, right? That made everybody mad at the time as well. But what can happen out of all this, and if anybody can do this, it's Donald Trump. He can show that, wait a minute. Yes, they're prosecuting me. They're persecuting me. They're talking about these charges, but in reality, they're actually, they were skated over, themselves. Nothing ever happened by doing exactly what they say that, quote, I'm doing. Right. And people are going to find this out and they're going to really be angry about it. Because people can't lose faith in their government, in their country, in their society. They can't. Otherwise, all is going to be lost. And so this national discussion may just turn around and do something that the Democrat Party elite never thought it could do, and that is shine the spotlight on them as well. And to make it known that the kinds of things that they may joke around with behind the scenes is stuff that the American people may simply say, we've had enough of. And I really do think that that could be a real possibility here. I think Donald Trump has to be very careful. I think he has to go very, very, very carefully with all this. Because at every turn, there's peril. But, you know, don't count him out yet on this. But also the GOP has to also have a cohesive message. I think that's also going to be really important. It's going to have to be a message that actually drowns out all this stuff about the documents and all this stuff and the prosecution. Because people have to vote for something that's going to make their lives better and something that's going to be a stark contrast to what Joe Biden has done to really kind of damage things. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you, sitting in here for Captain Matt Bruce. Coming up to the end of our weekend edition, we're going to be back live on Monday. The captain will be back live on Monday. Until then, go out there. I hope that you have a great weekend, and we will see you back live on Monday. Take care out there, everybody.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.